All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is going to be brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seabuing Ace Hardware. Elkton Village residents will have an opportunity at 6 o'clock today to give input on park improvements they would like to have done. That input will be taken into consideration by the council when making recreational decisions on improvements. The village has several parks. There is Ackerman Park, Veterans Park, Centennial Park, and Pocket Park. The plan is to continue to develop the parks for recreational opportunities using the $60,000 donation from the village's Downtown Development Authority. The village of Akron issued a notice that hydrant flushings will be done this week. Flushing will be done on Thursday and Friday. If tap water is discolored, let the tap run until the water runs clear. Mosquito suppression efforts are underway in Rich Township. The township's Board of Trustees selected APM Mosquito Control to do the suppression. The first step in suppression is treating standing groundwater by the personnel. That is done to address the larvae that will become mosquitoes. Aerial suppression efforts will be starting soon and will be done as weather permits. There are approximately 2,000 acres of flooded woodlots to be treated. The next step is the suppression is for trucks to do ULV adulticiding that starts just before Memorial Day. For questions or more information, call APM Mosquito Control, 810-766-9423. We'll be right back.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Seabuing Ace Hardware.
All right, thank you so much for that, and we are back. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners will meet at 1 o'clock today in the boardroom in Sandusky. That's 60 West Sanilac Street. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners will address a variety of issues. The meeting is scheduled to start with a financial report by County Treasurer Trudy Bowers. They are also expected to approve emergency management to apply for a grant, purchasing recycling containers, and awarding a bid for a new police vehicle. During the meeting, the board will honor Patty Ulfig for her 25 years of service to the county. Although Lapeer County is working with Tuscola, Huron, and Sanilac counties on a recycling plan, until that plan is complete, recycling in Lapeer will continue with periodic collections. There will be a drop-off recycling event from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday at the Schickler Elementary School on Oregon Road in Mayfield Township. The cost to participate is only $4 per vehicle, except for residents of Attica, Hadley, Lapeer, Mayfield, and Metamora townships that pay that costs for their residents. Those who participate have to show their recycling cards, which can be obtained from the township hall. Only having periodic recycling will end once the four Thumb counties approve a multi-county recycling plan. The state demanded counties from a multi-county plan in order to increase recycling to reduce the use of landfills. Heavy rain and rapid snowmelt are driving a broad flood threat across the UP. Most of the Upper Peninsula is under a flood watch through Wednesday, following a heavy rainfall that dropped 1 to 3 inches across the UP on Sunday, pushing rivers to or above flood stage and sending water into roads, parks, and low-lying neighborhoods. The National Weather Service in Marquette has issued flood warnings or advisories for multiple UP river stretches, including the Choquelet River near Harvey, Sturgeon River near Alston, Paint River at Crystal Falls, and several spots along the Menominee River. The rainstorm that advanced across the state Sunday has also driven flooding in the northern Lower Peninsula. The Weather Service warned that up to half of the deepest snow remaining in the UP could melt, and minor to moderate flooding should be expected for at least the next 7 days. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this hour. And it was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seabuing Ace Hardware. And remember that you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.